Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Transfigured, reading from Mark 9, verses 2 to 3. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter linen anyone in the world could bleach. Have you thought about transfigured? It's a word that means to transform one's appearance, revealing great beauty and magnificence. That's what happened to Jesus on that day. He became extraordinarily beautiful. Dazzling light and brightness overwhelmed the disciples. Peter, James, and John saw a glimpse of Jesus' heavenly existence. I wonder why Jesus gave to them that special, glorious view on his way to the cross. Jesus' effort seems to be a wasted effort. In the coming days, John and James would seek their own kingdom glory, requesting to sit at Jesus' left and right hand in his reign. Peter would continue to push back against Jesus' commitment to the cross. And, of course, there are Peter's infamous denials of Jesus at his trial. Did it do any good for these three to see Jesus in his glory? If you're paying attention, every experience with God makes a difference in your life. After Peter saw the resurrected Christ, he likely looked back and added the transfiguration to his faith walk. Perhaps he was able to more faithfully stand against the persecution he faced as a result. Likewise, John could write with more certainty the visions of Revelation and the truth of the gospel. As James died a martyr in the early church, would he have faced death with more certainty? I don't know how this glorious display of the power of the kingdom of God affected these three men. I do pray that you pay attention to Jesus' glory in your life. It is his saving death and resurrection, the glory of his love, and all the glory he offers to you, especially the glory of his salvation. Pause and consider joyfully the glory of the Lord Jesus is for you.